We are live on Friday. It's WBCS, Warm Beer in the Cheap Seats. I'm Casey. I've got sweet Melissa here.
Hi.
And Big Mike will be joining us via the phone, I think. He's somewhere doing a family thing. That's all right. People have families. We're going to allow that. Big Ed's got a rock and roll retrospective still going on progressive. Or prog rock. He's going to do a little King Crimson. So that'll be an interesting review. I'm really dying to hear his take because I definitely have a very firm opinion on this album. So welcome back. It's Friday. We're live. And, you know, we went to a baseball game this week.
We did.
Caught the Rays. The Astros were in town. And I'm glad the Astros are out of town. It was not a good series for the Rays. We went to 3 games this year, and we lost all 3. So I may not go to another game this season. Just
but
not.
But we won it having fun.
We did. We had a lot of fun. got to enjoy how expansive Ferg's across the street. It's now like a whole city block.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, so, and Ferg's is Ferg's. You know, the food's okay, but the proximity to the Tropicana field makes it nice, because you could park, just walk there and walk back. Very few stadiums where really everything's that close. So, you know, we went to the game. We had some great seats down to first base. We had some guys sitting in front of us. I think he said he played Little League against Kevin Cash in the Little League World Series, like, or at least leading up. So,
yeah,
he was kind of quiet. And I will say, with the Astros, Altuve definitely takes the brunt of their cheating scandal. That guy, that little fella, gets the pants boot off him. Even when he's not on the field, people are calling for his head. I might have called the pitcher Altuve and, you know, called him a bum. But, hey, you know, you just get caught up in the emotion of everything. Got to see McClanahan pitch, so hadn't seen him pitch live. He's clearly the number one pitcher on the Rays. He just did not have his best stuff that night. Which you kind of tell. And, you know, he'd recently just came out of the injured reserve. So, you know, they're trying to baby him. He had one inning, though. I want to say the third inning, he struck out the side. I mean, he looked unhittable. And then fourth inning, you know, he threw a pitch. I didn't notice he did anything, but Kevin Cash was running out. And once I saw him step out and, the you know, one of the medical guys were out there, I'm like, oh, they think he hurt himself or – they're just going to take a precaution, because we were kind of reading his lips. It looked like he was saying, I feel fine. So,
yeah,
not a good series. The Rays just were not hitting at all. I think they had like one hit in that game. And then the next night they lost. And, you know, there's a lot of story in Tampa that it was spotted that Randy Rosarena and Yandy Diaz, not just teammates, but countrymen, were fist fighting in a parking lot after Wednesday night's game, and no one's talking about that. And Kevin Cash said everything's all good. So, but then Thursday they put 10 runs on the Blue Jays. So, you know, hey guys, you know, maybe we can't talk about Fight Club, but, you know, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right.
It gets the bats alive. So
keep on fighting.
Yeah. Keep on fighting, you know, be like Kevin Owens, keep on fighting.
Yeah. And they're winning now.
So the Blue Jays are back in town. You know, they just went to Toronto. Now the Blue Jays are back. You know, they're both vying for, you know, top seed in the wild card. If you're I don't know, 2 seed at this point would almost be better because you get some home games. If you're number 1 seed, you got to go. It looks like Cleveland Guardians are, you know, they would have to go to Cleveland, which I think they could beat them, but Cleveland's playing well, so I wouldn't take them lightly. But if they're the 3rd seed, again, they're on the road. So, you know, however they do this first format, it's the best of 3, but all 3 games are in one location. Which, I get it, it shortens the series, you know, get it done with.
It's interesting, that's for sure.
So, I don't know, the Rays have been an interesting team to watch this year. At times, they look pretty good. But I just, every time I see them play the Astros, I'm just like, they're good. But I don't know if anyone in the American League can really beat Houston. Beating trash cans or not, they look pretty good top to bottom. They're a pretty solid team. I mean, we didn't even face Verlander, and I mean, they just outplayed us.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. And then in other baseball news tonight, I think they got on Apple TV's actually the broadcast, Yankees Red Sox.
Wow, dizzy.
Hey, Big Ed, Montecito.
I didn't say anything. How'd you know?
Because all we can hear is everything in the background.
Oh, no, you don't.
Yeah,
we could hear it clear.
Oh, that's hold on. That's wait, I know his name. Dark hair. Roman Reigns. Was it Roman Reigns?
Oh,
the tool with the twat knot. Yes.
Whoa. Is that who it was?
Well, we're in Studio D, so there's no TV set up here, so we'll have to use the power of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could imagine that tool with a twat knot. That's his signature look now.
Yeah.
What?
He has a bunt cunt. A cunt bunt.
Oh, my God.
What? That's what they're called.
Oh, really?
He's got a gaunt on his head.
Yeah.
My imagination's probably not working.
Imagination. Right.
I don't think it's probably...
You got to use your imagination.
Or SpongeBob would say, imagination.
Imagination station.
No.
Or just imagine a cunt bunt holding your hair together. That's what it is.
What that means.
Or a head gunt.
Yeah. A twat knot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you been watching football there, Big Ed?
Yes. I watched Buck game on Sunday.
Well, the Bucs finally beat New Orleans.
Yes.
You know what? You know, I was thinking,
it was a snooze fest in the beginning. And then the fourth quarter, they woke up.
That's what I said. I had things to do and I kept watching.
I was like, finally, Jameis being a number one draft pick finally paid off for the Buccaneers.
Yes.
And, throwing a couple picks.
Yeah, but again, a fight had to happen for us to win. I think we're onto something here.
Mike Evans, again, with the same guy.
Yeah,
ironically was protecting Jameis Winston last time.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tom Brady was saying something to the ref, and then Lattimore, who got a very favorable no call by basically hip-checking our receiver out of bounds, decided to interject or whatever Tom Brady was saying to the ref, and... Well, the rest is history.
Mm.
You know, Tom Brady said, fuck you, bitch, because I read his lips. That's definitely what he said.
Yeah, and there was definitely an F-bomb dropped.
Did you know there are shirts made of that image?
Oh, that would be great.
They did. They made them.
Yeah.
It doesn't take much to get these things started. I mean, look how big the Let's Go Brandon thing, because the lady wouldn't shut the fuck up. She just should have let it go. But no. You know, but you're right. T-shirts already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were on the news.
Classic woman just keeps running her mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, hey. Yeah, and you like, get a cool blah, blah, shirt blah, blah. Out of it.
Yeah. You could clearly hear them what they're saying. She's like, no, they're saying, let's go, Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sensation. It's like a multi-million-dollar industry now for people that make T-shirts and hats and bumper stickers.
I was going to say, it saved the bumper sticker industry.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy with the smiley face was struggling. He came up with another one, you know.
Hey, can you snap or forward that somehow to my phone?
Mm-hmm.
because that's going to have to go on the Twitter.
That's what I'm thinking.
Which you can follow us at Beer Seats. We'll put on one of these Buccaneer shirts for everyone to buy and enjoy.
Do you want the website or the picture?
No, the picture.
Okay.
So, how about the – all right, so here's always the rule of thumb watching the NFL. And, again, I'm at fantasy football, so I don't care. Other than I like my Buccaneers, I don't have a dog in a fight.
Neither do I.
It's just great. It's just stress-free. You know, I have to worry about, like, setting my fucking roster on Wednesday because games just ended on fucking Tuesday.
Or who's cheating, right? Who's sandbagging their picks and –
who's punching their girlfriend. I don't have time for this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know? I thought I had the best draft ever, and then I had one guy beat his 4-year-old with a stick, and the other guy punched his wife right in the fucking elevator, right on a camera. I'm like, well, that's it. There was my whole fucking draft done. Dunzo. And that both happened right after that draft occurred and before the season started. So, anyways... The Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets, with Joey the Hitman Flacco reminding everyone, I'm a fucking Super Bowl MVP, motherfuckers, and just torching people out there. That was great to watch. That was good. Mike McDaniel, offensive wizard, related to Gandalf, obviously, because he's an offensive wizard, head coach of the Miami Dolphins. Just put up 42 points on the Baltimore Ravens that everyone's like, oh, they're going to, you know, run the AFC. They ain't running shit. They're not. Baltimore's in trouble.
That's what happens when you go into a scenario too cocky.
Well, you know, the big game this week in the AFC, it's going to be the litmus test. You got Dolphins and Bills going to play each other. So, the quote Willem Dafoe from Boondock Saints, there was a firefight. And that's what's going to happen this Sunday. And then you got Battle of the Bay, Green Bay, Tampa Bay.
Minus Mike Evans,
but hey.
It'll be fine.
I think we'll be
Although fine. He's been a clutch guy. You know what? He had like the sophomore blues and then came right back year three and hasn't stopped.
Absolutely. Nice. He saw, listen, the Bucs secondary is much improved this year. The defense is starting to look a lot more promising. So very confident with Tampa moving forward.
Usually I like to see like after week five, everyone's knocked off the cobwebs, the consistency starts and you know who the players are going to be.
Yeah. You know, I think there are only like four teams undefeated right now, which is really odd. Like everyone's like 1-1 in the league and there's a few 0-2. I mean, Jaguars looked decent last week. The team that's got me baffled was the Colts. Everyone's like, Colts are going to be a good team this year. They are horrible.
Who'd they get beat by again?
I think the Jaguars shut them out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
And the first week they tied in a game they had no business tying. Bengals are in trouble, but the Bengals play too much from behind. It'll catch up to you, and you got to protect your quarterback. The kids – too good, and you can't let him get sacked 6 to 7 times a game. It's just he's going to have a short career at this pace. Very short career. You just can't.
So we got the Dolphins, the Bills undefeated.
Yeah.
And the Bucks. Chiefs. And the Eagles, the Giants, surprise.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Rodgers got sacked a couple times last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can get to him.
And he was gotten to.
Well, to his credit, he just doesn't make a random – like, if he throws it away, he throws it where no one's going to catch it.
Right.
He is a smart quarterback in that he'll just take the sack, mm-hmm. or he just throws it in a place no one can catch it.
Look, he didn't get this far in the NFL by being stupid.
I mean, you just look at his history. I mean, the guy just is superhuman to not throwing interceptions. I think last year he threw like two all season.
Oh, wow.
And then, or maybe he threw three and they were like two in week one.
Wow.
It's stupid. And he's been like that for like the last 10 years. He's thrown low single digit interceptions.
Hmm.
And which is amazing because he throws a lot. Right. Every week.
Yeah.
So everyone in the NFC West is 1-1.
Yeah, NFC West are nope.
A lot of points.
But I'm gonna reiterate again, the Detroit Lions will be in the playoffs this year. I'll just keep saying it just to remind people I said it first.
So do you really want whipped cream, Kahlua, and cherries on that BJ?
Yay!
Oh, it's my neighbor.
Hey, Demetrius Dukakis.
Hey.
It's my neighbor.
I didn't know you were going to call in tonight.
I was just talking to my neighbor about we're going to make some good Kahluas. But you guys, you never invite me over. I'm always trying to talk loud enough so you could hear me.
Hold on, I gotta turn my lights off in my house right now, just in case you're looking out your window.
So you guys, not sure, but you guys are more than welcome to come to my place called Yaya's. It's a Greek restaurant. It's on the corner of Habersham Street, and we specialize in a lot of good things like euros and. A lot of cream.
Interesting.
Yeah, Greeks known for their cream. That's interesting. I wonder if he knows the guy from the Greek place in Mercado. Remember him, Casey? You like the lemon? The Ooh. Juicy Lucy?
That's my cousin, Yoki.
Oh, yeah, Yoki.
Yeah.
Yoki, yeah.
He's good. So that's a good place. You guys should come in. And, you know, I'm a big fan of your show. I heard you guys all the time on the – is this Studio D?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. I hear you guys. You guys are loud as fuck. I thought you think I'm loud. You guys are loud. So I heard last week you were talking about pumpkin steakums. What the fuck? We've done that 35 years ago in Greece. Bullshit. They're coming out with that shit now. That's old school, man. That's some nasty shit that didn't work well. But do you guys want me to come over and bring some Kahlua? Cherries?
Sure, why not? It's called
a beautiful jam. That's what we call BJ. I'm sorry if you misinterpreted that. It's a language barrier. But you guys can keep your fucking pumpkin shit. That's bullshit. That's nasty.
Yeah, that's like when we say twat knot. We're not saying you put a knot around a goat's
pussy.
Balls.
We love the pussy. Twat, pussy, it's all the same no matter where you go.
No. A twat knot. See, they lost an interpretation.
But they all have buttholes.
Yeah.
So you guys come over and make a euro. We'll make it and give you some cream Kahlua, cherries, BJ, you know, no problem.
Okay. Yeah, you got the lamb. We got the time.
Okay. And Big Ed, I'm a big fan of your rock and roll. I love American music and English music. So Greeks, we just play opera. Bullshit. It's total bullshit.
Yeah, I've been to the Greek fest. It's quite a drum beat, yeah.
It's an ass beating, you know. It's an ass beating.
That's what it sounds like.
Not a lot of famous Greek rock bands.
Sounds like the twat knots. A little too tight.
Twat knots. That's a Russian. That's Russian.
Cunt fun.
Oh, so you guys, just
a poop loop.
I'll make some drinks. I'll be back in a little bit.
Okay.
All right. I'll try to keep it down. But you guys are loud as fuck. Loud as fuck. And that there's a woman, or there's like a weird, like, is it an ostrich that laughs? What is that? What is that noise? Are you allowed to have those pets? Neighborhood?
We We have a permit. You know, hey, listen, I have a permit.
Oh, okay. That's fine. That's fine. Hey, you never really answered. How much for your, you buy your house? How much you buy your house for?
For thousands.
Thousands. Okay.
Thousands.
Hey, like I said, my name's Demetrius Dukas. So, you come over anytime, guys.
Okay there, Dookie. Oh, we'll catch you, Dimitri. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, you like the lemon.
A juicy Lucy lemon.
A juicy Lucy lemon.
Well, that's my neighbor.
I can't believe he came on the show.
Yeah, that's my neighbor, Dimitri Dukas.
I was talking to the T-Bone on Sunday about the Greek place and the juicy Lucy guy, and even Kim, the hammer, she knew about.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because he would call in his orders. He'd be like, the lemon? I want the juicy lemon.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Your fucking guy was crazy.
Juicy lemon.
Well, because they make real lemonade.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Did you get confirmation from T-Bone on a Mets player, or you didn't ask him that?
Oh no, I have to ask you.
Okay, that's fine. We can always circle around at another time on that. I forgot. Actually, I talked to him, but on unrelated things about T-Bone Jr. and our dismay of him just moping around.
Oh yes, wow. Not moping. He's just
I just told him whatever. Hey,
yeah. Look. He'll be fine.
Oh, of course he'll be fine. He'll be fine. So, anyways.
I have my whole philosophy on it, you know.
Oh, for sure. I just told him, like, you have, you know, options and no obligations. So, you know, explore options. Because obligations will happen and then there are no options.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You just have obligations.
For the rest of your life.
Just saying.
I think it should go into the family business, but the hammer forbids it.
Oh, you're talking about the olive oil business. I got you. Wink, see. Wink, nudge, nudge.
Yes. Yes. He's perfect for it. He's always tired. He works really hard. You know, he's got the same, you know. Anyway,
yeah,
that's a whole nother issue.
Hey, so didn't watch what's that Sprung that you told us we were supposed to watch? We haven't.
Yeah, I think Baby Die watched it.
We're still so behind. We just got caught up onto the most recent episode of Welcome to Wrexham, which really enjoying it thoroughly. Now I'm gonna have to start like waking up on like Saturday mornings and start watching English soccer. I think. You know, become a hooligan, you know, get a scarf, you know, just be real belligerent.
I can promise you that's not going to happen to me.
You know, just like get really wound up and into a fever pitch about a good old nil-nil game. Nothing like it.
Yeah, they used to make some good jokes on the old Sports Night about soccer.
Yeah, they would.
The exciting conclusion of a 1-0 finish.
Yeah.
Hey, so Sprung is a one and done, I think. I don't think it's coming back.
Oh, really?
The way the storyline goes. I don't know. I mean, it'd be cool to see it come back, but the way they wrote off the characters at the end, you know, like they all kind of went their separate ways.
It's possible.
But, yeah. It was funny. Even Di enjoyed it, she told me.
Where do we watch that again?
It's on Freevee.
Freevee.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
But if you have Amazon Prime, it's on there.
Oh, okay.
We have both those apps.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I've been working insane outside of this, so I'm just so behind on TV. We haven't even started watching the new Cobra Kai, which their new season came out, and I'm just trying to avoid everyone from talking about it.
I haven't seen it yet either. I think Sunday is going to be the day. Sunday's like I don't do any. I try to stay home.
We might need to do that.
Yeah, well, we're Yeah, we might be able to catch a couple episodes in the morning. We're going to go to Andy's house to watch the Battle of the Bay. And he lives on the river up in like Dade City. Like, and I mean on a river. It's a pretty good setup. I mean, you drive into his driveway and it's like a tree canopy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Mr. Big Ed would refer to that driveway as jungle habitat, if you ever heard that term.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
That's what he said. That's what Casey said the second we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I got pulled over in jungle habitat.
Oh, yeah. Well,
throwing beer bottles out the sunroof of Clay Brand. No, Sean's rabbit at like 8:30 in the morning.
In the morning. Classic.
After we got pulled over on Route 80. A cop was so mad. He's like, why do you have cold beer at 7:30 in the morning? You know, we're like, that's from last night.
Yeah.
Well, the story goes, we pulled over to take a leak on Route 80 going to Great Adventure. and I'm like, hey, let's put the hood up. And no one will stop if they think the car's broke. Well, trooper pulls up right behind us and we're all sitting there peeing on the side of the road. He was just mad and yelled at us like he was our father, you know, because that's what they did back in when.
Right. They still do that shit.
Yeah, I haven't encountered any of those guys in the last few years. No, they've changed. Trust me, they've changed. Yeah,
you got a lot of law enforcement on your side.
I have a lot of history. Yeah, the odds definitely the laws of average are in my favor, but the last round, not good.
Well, you know, it's like I don't know, Chuck Liddell, he was like an unbeaten UFC guy, but once someone, you know, wrapped him pretty good on the chin, he was like lights out on the mat every time. That's just kind of what happens. You're unbeaten, but once you're beat once.
Yes, yes, I think that's what happened. Yeah, I went undefeated for quite a while.
The back door's open, folks.
That's what he said.
You guys talking about that Greek motherfucking guy?
Hey, Greek guy's coming in. He's a backdoor guy. He's Greek.
I hope he joins us again. That was pretty entertaining.
He was weird.
Yeah, he's a strange guy.
He is weird, but it was
awesome. Where the hell do you guys live?
Hey, Jimmy, how are you enjoying being even more in the Deep South?
It's all right. The food's amazing, but... not used to all this humidity.
Well, you'll like it in about 6 weeks.
I put you on a loudspeaker, sorry.
In 6 weeks, you're going to like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, the humidity will be gone.
All right, well.
Once all the hurricanes roll through.
Yeah, then you get to watch all your friends bury themselves out of the snow for the next 12 weeks. You'd be like, oh.
Be nice.
That's the trade-out. The trade-out's going to come in about 6 weeks. It will last till about April, the trade-out.
Mike, is he on remote?
Thought he was going to be.
Yeah, he's going to try to call in. He had a sister was down. I think they're like down in Miami. Somewhere out there. He might have taken a couple extra days off too.
How many sisters does he have?
No, he's just got one. He's got one. But
Jesus, doesn't he have one in like Nashville or something?
No, that's her. That's her. No, but
same one.
I believe she was traveling for work for a conference down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just gonna go visit her.
Oh, nice.
But it's Dina, so you know. She's fun to hang out with.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Flatch is coming back. Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I couldn't get into that show.
Oh, yeah. You gotta sit through a couple, then you kind of get the, you know, the whole vibe of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Big Ed would like this one. I watched today Kevin can bleep himself.
Shit himself?
Could have been.
I wonder what the bleep stands for.
It's Kevin who?
Oh, I don't know. Kevin. Kevin can fuck himself is the name of the show. Did you watch? Did anybody hear?
I think it's on FX.
It's on AMC.
Oh, you know what? You're right. It is an AMC show.
It's very strange, I think.
Yeah, because
nobody
it's like,
else. I found myself kind of
some fucking crickets on that one.
Stuck watching it though, but it's out there. But it makes you want to watch more to kind of see if it ever makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of like doing the spin of like the sitcom wife and the hell that they're always in. But I don't know.
Is this something that's been done before?
No. Oh. But I'm just saying like, all right.
That is what it.
Because there was like, all right, the commentary of Kevin James, you know, he's kind of a rotund guy and he's got a hot wife.
Which they made her look not so hot. Like, they made her look
older. Yeah, but King of Queens, it works. The trade-off is she's a raging bitch. She's got a horrible personality, so...
She's like the ultimate Karen, really. That's who Karen is based off of.
Her in real life, I don't know. I'm sure she's a lovely woman, but her character is a miserable person, so I don't know.
They go kind of deeper into this, though. Like, it's almost like... black and white as far as like her reality, I would say, quote unquote, is like dark, like for real, the scenes where she is in her
It's like in black and white or something like that.
Yeah, it's just dark, and then the sitcom-y part is all cheerful and colorful. I don't know. I got through like 1.5. I don't love it, but for some reason I'm still a little curious. That's my take. Can't believe nobody watched it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you watch commercials and every guy's a fucking retard. Or I'm sorry, a moron. So, I mean, there's always a trade-off.
Is that a minority that you were just saying? A retard? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Didn't know if that was one of the letters that I missed.
It's in the alphabet now of words you cannot say.
It's on job applications. You can choose it. Just kidding.
I choose not to disclose.
Yeah, yes. That's probably a good idea.
Because I have no idea what I have anymore.
Yeah. I let them figure out for themselves I'm retarded.
So we had this old Cuban guy I work with, and he called this other guy. He says, "What are you, retarded?" So I'm like, "That's awesome." I fucking laughed. He just like flat out, "Are you retarded?"
Hey, the Pizza Hut commercial is bringing it back.
You had like this whole hubbubaloo in, baseball. This is several years ago, but it was like Yu Darvish might have been in the league for like 1 or 2 years, but some guy from Cleveland just like teed off on him. You know, I mean, hit a home run, and he's like celebrating the dugout, and he does his things with the eyes. and a couple of ball players like laughed, and then a couple were like, "Oh no, you can't do that." And he's like, "Why?" He's like, he called him a chinito, which is a Chinaman, and which is a Cuban expression of a Chinaman. And I'd actually talked to some Cuban guy about it. He's like, "Well, that's," he's like, "if you come from Cuba, like anyone that's Asian, they're all chinitos." He's
sounds like a term
if they're from
endearment.
Korea, Malaysia, they're all just called like basically a Chinaman. I'm like, "Oh, all right." But they're like, "It's not racist. It's just how sounds we call cute. Them." You know, I'm like, "All right, well, you haven't been to America, so have fun explaining that to everyone else." So.
Yeah, fucking chinito.
In America, where
retardito.
Everyone can get their panties in a wad over whatever they want.
They sure can.
Welcome to America.
But I thought that was funny. The guy just like, Cuban guy just explains like, "They're all Chinamen." I'm like, "Hey man, you're on your own now." So, what else is new there, Big Ed?
Anything else? Nah, going out to Lakeland tomorrow.
What's in Lakeland?
What?
They're having this guy at Hardin Creek. He does all these high performance slot cars, these magnet ones that like move at a blink of an eye. He's called Hardin Creek. He's having a test and tune, and I was invited out there, so I'm going to go out there and check it out.
Oh, an invitational.
Mm-hmm. Going to an invitational.
Is it golf?
Wow.
Slot car invitational.
Wow. Big Ed is no lightweight. That's what he's saying.
The real deal.
Yep. Excellent. You are testing like you're Penske or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna scout parts too, maybe for us to be buying at the shop. Because he does his own parts.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Try to support the local guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure, why not?
That's always a good thing. We did that with dinner tonight.
I had a double shin ramen. I was like, and some shrimp.
Oof. I hadn't had one of them in a minute.
What is that?
It's just a brand of ramen, but it's a decent ramen.
Huh.
It'll fill you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's not like one fart and you're ready to eat again, you know?
Oh, jeez.
It gives you a really bad gas, though, I got to admit. So the tested tune is going to be a test for a lot of people out there. The nose knows. You can sneak it out, but man, you can't hide the evidence.
Yep. Well, you need that charcoal underwear.
Yeah, I could definitely use that.
Your colleagues would appreciate it.
At the old tested tune. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not much else. Been pretty low key at the Montecito. Although I have to say, Repeaty, I have not seen in over 2 weeks.
He's done.
Yeah, but where is he?
The catfish got him.
The catfish has got more gas. He released some gas so he could eat him.
I guess he's gonna have a test in tune, I guess.
Well, my big tank, I had so many guppies.
How many guppies did you have?
Way too many. So I had to move some to the 10-gallon, hoping.
My guppies gold, are starting to get in control of this tank, too.
Yeah, so hopefully the gold barbs would keep them in check, and I don't know how that's working. But now the big tank, it just kind of, I don't know. It seems all right. The guppies, the babies are slowing down a little bit, so.
Well, a lot of the bigger fish are dying, so the shrimp are making a comeback. The shrimp are feeding off the top again, like they, you know.
The ghost shrimp never make it in my tanks. Mm-mm. I'll have like one that hangs around for like 3 weeks, and then one day he's gone. Gone like the wind.
Gone like ghosts.
Well, you know, for a while I only had bottom feeders and plants, so they just multiplied.
Oh yeah, that would.
I ask Nico. I had almost 100 of these things in the tank. Now there's maybe. Geez. Yeah. And then you know they slowly dwindle down to about a dozen, and now they're making a comeback. I'm even going to move a couple into the little tank.
Well, in both the tanks, I put some different live plants. They're called duckweeds. They're like almost like mini baby like lily pads, or they look like clover weed.
They're fun.
And they just float on top and it moves around. And the guppies like it. They just kind of hide around, swim in around it.
Yeah, but they're going to feed on it. They're going to die. I've had those. They're really good. They last for about a month.
Yeah, wait, no, that's fine. Time. I mean,
You'll see. They're good to put in there. They feed off it. And eventually they just, I had like $7. I got like $7 worth, which is a shitload. Oh.
Holy crap.
Well, oh no. First off, in the 10-gallon tank, the snail loves it. I watched the snail launch off a plant and somehow snag a couple and then bring it down to the rocks and land right on top of it. I'm like, well, I guess he's having salad for dinner.
The bed.
My snail died finally. Yep. That thing's about 5 years old.
Wow.
Aww.
Yeah, so things are starting to die. The tank is, 2019. Aside from all the bottom feeders, everything is 3 years old. All the bottom feeders are about 5.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff that started in the 10 gallons now in the 35 gallon, that would be the Zebra Danio, the Rasbora, the Black Neon, and one of the Corydora catfish are, let me see, let me do some math here. They're all like 6 years old. So
they're going to start dying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they got to like age out at some point. I'm not sure how long they're supposed to live.
We had a zebra give us a scare, but he seems.
Yeah, he's
right.
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's ready to flush him down the toilet like it a week was. And a half.
Yeah.
Ago.
You could tell they start, you know, swimming horizontally, you know, they
That's
start
what
listing
he did.
A little.
Wait, you know about this?
Well, yeah,
I
you
had
said
a,
fish is
I
all,
know.
You know.
I yeah, had to Google fish it. For...
Well, she wants to name every single fish, and then she gets like emotionally attached, and then she's got to do like 3 weeks of like therapy when a fucking guppy dies, and I'm like,
it's not true.
It's just a fucking guppy.
I tell you what, I've got about a dozen guppies now. They're just slowly surviving.
Wait a second. When your zebra fish would swim sideways, did they die then or no?
Well, they're going to.
Normally, that's the beginning of the end.
Oh, really? But then they can swim normal for a little?
I mean, they don't usually get better, but.
I think his got better. I don't know.
Well, he's got good insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
Aflac.
Look, you pour a little that blue juice in there, the ick juice. Sometimes that'll do it.
I read about it. It said something like they couldn't expel gas. Maybe we need to give them some of your ramen.
Yeah. I think it's the season pack. They're pretty spicy. The Shin Ramen is a hot ramen.
Yep. Oh. It sure is. It's got a little kick to it. It's the better of the, the instant ramen. It's it's by far the Cadillac of instant ramen.
Huh. Oh, for sure.
Everything else are like fucking, I don't know, Chevy Chevettes of fucking ramen.
Hey, so speaking of food, on Friday, I don't bring my lunch. It's the only day of the week I don't bring lunch. I go out to lunch with some of the other, my peers. And they're like, we're going to go to Wendy's. I'm like, ugh. I said, all right. Fucking $13. Look, I'm like, $13 for a meal, like to make it a combo. I'm like, $13.89. I'm like, that's going to be $15. I can get a fucking steak at Applebee's. Like, I'm not doing this.
See, and everyone knocks Applebee's. I'm like, Applebee's, still a pretty good price point for everything.
Actually, I've been thinking I want to go there lately.
I went to Sonic, got a foot long and some onion rings. I was a happy camper.
And then did you talk in your cars like the people in the commercial?
Yeah. She's like, I can't hear you.
Like, no, you're like, you said something witty. You're like, and you pretend you were talking to someone. You're like, you know, and then the zesty thing. And then the beep, 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 beep.
Well, I downloaded the app. And I'm like, I'm just going to do the app. And then by then, we had already pulled up. And my buddy Joe drove, the one that got called a retard. He's not really retarded, but Mr. Lopez, he's Mr. Lopez is 71 years old. So retard is pretty much part of his vocabulary.
Yeah. Well, I think Bill Burr would say that's just the world just one day moves by you, you know.
The and it ain't world, such a bad thing, I bet.
The world had moved by Mr. Senor Lopez.
Guy is a whiz, though, on electricity.
Yeah. 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 Don't put your finger in the socket.
Yeah. Well, the math.
Okay.
Yeah. He's like my go-to guy for math.
3 + 3 = 6.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what? Next week, doing a general course And the math starts out that simple. And then within 2 hours, we're doing algebraic equations. So that's how fast the math escalates. You go addition, subtraction, multiplications, fractions, decimals, solve for x, area equals pi r squared, etc.
Oh, Pythagorean theorem. A squared plus b squared equals c squared. That's right.
Yeah, half the base times... half the base times length plus width times width.
Oh, and don't forget girth.
Whoa.
They always forget the factor girth in that equation.
My God, the size of this fucking guy.
That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're referring to that size.
Oh, okay.
Big burly white guy.
Oh, you're watching.
Yeah.
It's either showing Braun Strowman, the monster among men.
I don't know. The sound's off because apparently it bothers you guys.
Shaved head and a beard.
That's one of them. There's two of them.
Oh yeah. So one's Otis.
Otis was supposed to fight tonight.
Yeah.
He's big, but he's round.
Yeah, that's Otis.
It looks like a thumb, they say, or a tree trunk, but I like thumb better. He looks like a thumb.
I forget who started that. I don't know if there was a Street Profits or the New Day. They were calling him the thumb.
Oh, it was one of them?
Yeah.
Then probably that's why we don't hear it anymore.
Yeah, because I think that's more of an insult to call him a thumb.
I think it's hilarious. It's so true.
Braun Strowman's a massive guy.
Where's the Subway tonight?
That's a good question. I haven't heard from him since last week. I mean, last week he came in here, shot out of a cannon. I mean, he was just on fire about everything. Mm-hmm. And then I haven't heard from him since.
See if the ultimate Karen has to say.
He's probably watching.
He could be doing something.
He might be teaching those kids.
Oh, got an update. Big Mike's in the car.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
can't podcast and drive.
Well, probably not. Yeah. But it's gonna be
about a Bluetooth device.
Well,
we've gone through all the scenarios. He's like, I can't. I don't know. He's.
Well, I think there's other mixed company that's just gonna make it a little complicated.
Awkward.
And then it's just like it descends.
He's got the broad with him?
I don't know. But, I mean, if he got his parents, it could be a whole thing.
Yeah. Could be the Mr. or Mrs. Big Mike.
Right. And then it becomes something completely different at that point if he calls in.
Yeah, Barbara, she's like going to be like, honey. But
what about the
very similar that way.
Yeah, why you got to use that language?
What's the thing you talk about? The thing.
We met at Bob Evans. We sat for 4 hours, had two cups of coffee.
Half a pack of smokes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. He's like, ma'am, we can't smoke in here. It's been banned by the law for like...
That's okay. We quit 20 years ago, too.
Can you bring another cup of water? This other one's full of cigarettes. I remember being in Vegas, and they're like, smoking's banned. And then they would just give you a little cup.
But not in Vegas.
In Las Vegas. It said smoking's banned in restaurants. And then they would come over, and they would give you a little cup of water. Be a quarter filled, and they're like, because smoking's banned. You're like, oh, it's an ashtray. I got it. And so you still fucking smoke in the restaurants.
That's so weird.
And that was several years ago, but I mean, they obviously didn't give a shit about the law in Vegas. Mm. I mean, every place.
Look, in the casino, they didn't care. They would sell, I got a Rocky Patel. It was a $30 Rocky.
Well, the casinos, they let them. Smoke, but the restaurants, they were banning the smoking. But they were letting people smoke in the restaurants for a long time. I think they finally cracked down on it.
I'm sure.
So, but yeah, I haven't even been to Vegas in, I don't know, probably a dozen years. It was pretty fun.
I'm over Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas is all right.
Yeah. You tell me how you feel when you break your ankle you got to get on a plane.
Yeah, that would kind of suck. I wouldn't plan on doing that on the trip. So that was shame on you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who set your itinerary? Oh, look what time it is. Time for me to break
the bar.
Okay, so James is sleeping and the ultimate Karen's going to wake him up. So I'm going to give him shit, all right? Let me. Oh, did your mommy come with you to wake you up, get you a juice box?
Nope.
Are you sure?
He got you the juice?
Yes,
you're liking the juice?
Your angina again.
Where?
Are you being positive?
Yes.
He sounds far, far away.
Yeah, you're very distant. Subway.
From speak into the microphone, please. Yeah.
He's sleeping.
Hey, do you have an update? What's Aaron Judge doing tonight? He's trying to go for 61.
Yeah, I think he's going to go 61 tonight.
No, my God. How are you still asleep?
Yeah, did the big ultimate Karen really wake you up?
Yeah, no, he's going to hit 61 tonight.
You mean the ultimate Karen's a liar?
Oh, listen, he's 0-3, 2 strikeouts. He's batting .314. He's just giving away the Triple Crown.
Okay.
Wow. Well, they're tied 4-4, Boston Yankees. So Judge should be probably back up the bat around the 7th, depending on what they do in this order. They're in the bottom of the 6th right now. All right. Well, it's called dead air. It's called dead air, folks.
Hey, what's this about CM Punk not coming back to AEW?
Well, all right. So it has to do with, I'm going to forget the guy's name. That's where it all started.
We talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah, but I got a little insider information. He's got a guy that he did.
Put your blankie back.
Well, all right, easy.
I don't like the way that sounds.
All right, who's rubbing their mic?
Or something.
Knock it off.
I'm not. It's Jimmy Mike, not rubbing his mic.
Okay. I mean, not liking the juice.
Brad, but it wasn't my mic.
Okay. All right. Listen. So. There's a guy that was friends with CM Punk going back to 2014 when he left WWE on bad terms. He went on a podcast and he had basically said WWE did not take care of its wrestlers and they were okay with wrestlers not following like basically concussion protocol, like almost encouraging guys to wrestle hurt. So WWE sued the shit out of CM Punk and the guy that had the podcast, who's another wrestler that CM Punk were good friends with.
Yeah,
CM Punk.
Ryback?
He goes by a different name, Colt Cabana.
Oh, yeah, Colt Cabana, yeah.
All right, so he was paying actually lawyer fees for Colt Cabana as this lawsuit went on. So fast forward many years later, Colt Cabana, CM Punk do not like each other. Their relationship totally disintegrated. CM Punk's now in AEW, and for whatever reason, he got frustrated with a lot of shit talking from guys like Adam Page.
Yeah, the Young Bucks too.
And the Young Bucks. So, all right. So, part of the CM Punk pipe bomb thing from WWE was kind of orchestrated. Like they knew that was going to happen. A lot of insiders are saying, no one knows what's going on. Like, this is a shoot and not a work with CM Punk. And they had a press conference And I'll have to find it. I mean, he goes on and on and on with Tony Khan, who owns AEW right there, just looking very fucking awkward. Hmm. And he calls everyone a fucking idiot. And yeah, so he's probably done with AEW. I mean, unlike MJF, I mean, he's fucking done with AEW. And I can't see that CM Punk would wrestle again. I don't know who.
And you know what? You know what sucks about this? That I feel like that with CM Punk, getting the title vacated after what was going on backstage, I felt like that AEW was getting a little repetitive by giving that title to Jon Moxley. Because, what is it, this is third time getting the title right now, and I know, like, they're going to give it to CM Punk, but MJF, like, eventually. But it's like, I feel like...
CM Punk might be a guy you just can't work with.
Yeah, no. I think he's someone he's hard to work with.
He definitely burned his bridge. But, I mean, they suspended some big names in AEW. I mean, Kenny Omega got suspended because he got involved in that fight. I guess they had a big fight in a brawl in the locker room. That was like, no shit.
Hey, I have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Right. From the Ultimate Karen, I have a Subway Slam's wearing a muscle shirt, still in bed. Are you working out? Scoops over.
I don't know.
And that's all, folks.
Yeah, it's Porky Pig. No.
Just tell him sun's out, guns out, dude.
Yeah. He must have been watching Fat Albert and Mushmouth. Hey, my Alba. Why but do you be talking about to me? Be?
Hey, give that girl a drink. Watch her get to sleepy, baby.
Hey, but Alba. All right. Well, that was my breaking news.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so we got that going for us.
Yeah. I envy that he's able to have bed hair, you know?
Well, yeah. I'd take any hair.
Yeah, I envy that.
But we're at a very important juncture of the show.
It's just said with a lot of love, Subway Slam. I love you, brother.
I love you too, big guy. I love this show.
Oh, get a room. get a room, you two.
Hey,
get a room. Get
hey.
A room. Just kidding.
Oh, where's my thing?
That's Big Ed's
Rock and Roll Retrospective.
All right, good evening, guys. So continue with the prog rock theme. I went with King Crimson in the Court of the Crimson King, 1969. In the Court of the Crimson King, subtitled An Observation by King Crimson, is the debut studio album by English rock band Prog Rock Kings. King Crimson, released on October 10th, 1969, right after the Mets won the World Series. The album was one of the earliest, most influential of the progressive rock genre, where the band combined the musical influences that rock music was founded upon with the elements of jazz, classical, and symphonic music. The album reached number 5 in the UK album charts and number 28 in the US Billboard 200. It was certified gold by the Record Industry of America. Let's see. This was recorded in the UK at the Wessex Studio in London from June of 1969 to August of 1969, just 2 months, and was produced by the band themselves, King Crimson. The album received mixed reviews because these guys are the pioneers of prog rock, and it went over the head of most critics. But today it is heralded as one of the greatest prog rock of all time and is on Rolling Stone's list of 1,001 albums you must hear. It did go platinum in Canada, gold in France, Italy, UK, and the US. King Crimson was Greg Lake on lead vocals, bass guitar. He was also the founder of Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Robert Fripp, electric and acoustic guitars and production. Ian McDonald, saxophone, flute, clarinet, bass, clarinet, mellotron, harpsichord, piano, organ, vibraphone, backing vocals. Also the co-founder and original member of Foreigner. Michael Giles on drums, percussion, and backing vocals. And then Peter Sinfield, he was a lyric guy, illumination and production. The album was released by Epic and Atlantic, and it has five tracks and clocks in at 43 minutes and 56 seconds. The opening track, 21st Century Schizoid Man, probably the most recognizable track, which still could be heard on today's classic rock formats, has a very subtle start with synthesized city noises, then into a song with the whole band sounding off, including Ian McDonald with some woodwinds, with some brass and keyboards. They're all overdubbed and layered, about eight tracks, to give it that big sound, a really good jam session in the middle of the song to round this one out. I Talk to the Wing is a very low-tempoed number with some harmonies, soft melodies, a very soothing and common sound with nice flute and subtle drum fills. Epitaph, this too is a slow-moving song with percussions in the beginning, a nice melodic bass line, lyrics that flow over the bass and drum track, which is very repetitive. Epitaph's basically a song about looking with confusion upon a world gone mad. A lot of people, including King Crimson, were doing acid, and the irony most things sung about in this song are truer today than they were 50 years ago. Moonchild, I believe this is another LSD-induced, lyrically driven song, and you can see why they're the godfathers of prog rock. With ever-changing percussion fills, the story of a young girl inspired by the book Moonchild by Aleister Crowley, who is vastly popular with British songwriters of this era. It was about this young girl who had mythical powers, and after the first 2 minutes, there was a 10-minute impromptu, unstructured jam, which I still don't understand. The Court of the King Crimson, this was my favorite of mine and a good way to close out this trip. Everyone gets to showcase their talents. With the many chord changes and time changes, harmonies and everything else that goes on with this gem. After about 4 minutes of this, a nice exchange of percussion and flute gets to a slow build of lyrics and into a soft mellotron, and then back to the opening riff of the song to close it out. This is the group's definitive album, and at the time of most daring debut albums ever recorded. At the time, it blew all the progressive psychedelic competition out of the running. Although it was almost too good for the band, so good, it took King Crimson nearly 4 years to come up with a record as strong as or concise as we listened to. Overall, I did give this two and three quarter Montecitos, and I did this because the sound quality was not up to my standards. There are plenty of bands putting out good quality, deep, rich sounding music like The Doors, The Beatles, and The Moody Blues, just to name a few. I still enjoyed the album, an original sound, and some former members went on to do great things. The Duke Boy of Nesquag would not be able to grasp this concept. I think Pink Floyd and The Doors were prog enough for him, and he was too busy rocking out with his cock out in the general. I'm Big Ed. Listen and enjoy.
He was also throwing beers out the window.
Yeah, there's a busy guy.
Or sunroofs.
Busy man. He's a busy kid.
Yeah, all right. So I didn't realize I actually knew some of the album.
Yeah.
All right. Who did Nights in White Satin? I'm just...
Moody Blues.
Moody Blues.
Okay. You know what? There was a song in the album. I just assumed it was Moody Blues because it just sounds so much like Moody Blues to me. Unless I'm just, I don't know.
No, there's...
Unless I'm like a Moody's Blues racist, and I just assume they're all just Moody Blues.
Right. They definitely were trendsetters, and at the time, this was probably the most daring album ever released. This is 1969.
Yeah.
You know, it was originally called psychedelic rock. And then as time went on and music genres changed and developed, it became progressive rock.
Yeah. I mean, I all right. So the second track, I Talk to the Wind, I could here, like where it's more like a Pink Floyd psychedelic.
Yes. Know, yes. Rock. Old flag, like Syd Barrett, Pink Floyd, you know?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I like that song the most. I mean, when you get into Moonchild or Epitaph, I just felt like the song, both songs don't go anywhere. Like I have to be like in a different mood to get into
it. I got lost. Yeah. I don't get high anymore. So a lot of these people, a lot of people that listen to this stuff were high.
Yeah. They're whacked out of their skull. I don't know.
Yeah. I get it. I just don't do that shit anymore. It's been a long time.
I don't know. Maybe we should follow up with this at some point with like an Emerson Lake Palmer album. You know,
It brings me to my next point. I was going to say, I was going to do some ELP, but yeah. I think I'm going to finish up next week with a Rush, a real progressive Rush album called Corrosive Steel.
A real banger.
A Corrosive Steel. Okay. And then I think I was going to do I was thinking about this while I was driving home from work. I would do a theme of like shoulda, woulda, couldas on these like themes, like supergroup bands. I was thinking about doing Paige Coverdale, coming back to progressive rock, ELP, you know, do stuff that I missed.
Yeah.
You know, because you can only do so much. And I was going to do ELP, but after I sent you that stuff, Stephen Phillips. He's one I want to do after Rush. I think that's a modern take on progressive rock. If you had a chance to listen to it.
I listened to it. And again, I was like, I actually know a couple of these songs. One of them, I think, gets played on.
A classic rock.
What's the one that's like the deep cuts? It's always
Earl Bailey.
Yeah.
Well, there's classic vinyl and deep cuts. Deep cuts are more like B-sides of classic vinyl. And really, deep cuts is more album-orientated rock. FM rock was in the 70s.
Well, I think they'll play The Court of the Crimson King on that channel. Because, again, look, if you're an A&R guy and this was your fucking band, you're like, I'm fucking fired. Mm. They put out the shortest song, 6 minutes. They're like, in 1969, they're like, they'll never fucking play this on the radio. He's like, I'm fucking fired. They made an album, they'll make no fucking money. I'm fucking fired. They had to be difficult to work with. They're just like, they must have been interesting cats.
They sold for 1969, they sold some records. To sell a half a million records in the United States, 200,000 in Canada.
Wait,
and then 50,000 in Europe, you know, in France.
That year or over, like in 50-year span?
No, not in a 50-year span, but in that whole time frame, you know.
That is pretty good numbers.
It was good music. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but.
Go ahead.
I didn't know what to expect. And when I first started listening, I was like, eh. And then the cover, I'm like, meh. But I kept listening. I'm like, I actually really like it.
You know what I've learned through the years with music?
Don't judge the album by its cover.
Thank you. Thank you. Exactly. It's so – I know it sounds so stereotypical, don't judge a book by its cover, and music is no different.
Right. Well, and I was glad I listened, and I'm going to listen to more because I liked it. I think that they had a lot of talent.
Yeah, they were onto something, and they put out, you know – couple of those guys went on to do big things. One guy founded Foreigner.
Really? You know?
Yeah, the guy that did keyboards. The guy that did keyboards, he layered the keyboards. He played the saxophone. He played the bass clarinet. He played the clarinet, flute, all in the same song.
Okay. You know, Foreigner was bigger than Led Zeppelin at one time?
No.
No?
Not a chance in hell.
I totally believed it.
Yeah. Not a chance in hell. Even Foreign and Far, Agent Provocateur, whatever that piece of shit was.
Damn it. He got me.
Sweet Melissa would have believed it.
Look, their first three albums, though.
She was shaking her head. She was like, absolutely. Yeah. And then she was like, I remember then. She was like Pepperidge Farm. She was like, I remember.
Yeah, it was like yesterday.
Yeah, she got punked.
Yeah, if you, I like the idea of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. The maybe, you know.
I'll do maybe a 4-week run on those when I finish. I still want to do your buddy Matt Woods.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's
on tour with his band. He every once in a while he's like he gets a band together and they're going around somewhere in the Midwest right now.
Nice.
Yeah. He just plugs along, you know, just like a true troubadour.
Mm-hmm. Where's the Subway Slam? You still there, buddy?
Yeah.
Did you listen to that at all?
I did. I heard from the 21st century. How do you pronounce this?
Schizoid.
Schizoid man. You know, I don't know how. Okay, I'm gonna say this. I had to do some deep research after the song. Because I kind of want to know, like, I initially thought that King Crimson was like a modern band, like a current band. It sounded like a name that would be a current band. But I took a listen to it, and you know, this wasn't a bad song actually. And I should definitely listen to more of King Crimson, and even then. Maybe like even more of like Emerson, Lake Palmer, or
yes,
Foreigner, just to expand the music.
Wait, now did you? I forgot. Did you have iTunes or not?
I don't.
Okay, so I'll send you a copy of Rush, Caress of Steel. I think you'll like that.
I like Rush a lot. So I definitely believe you.
This is like 1973 Rush. Okay. This is them at their most like progressive, you know, them in the early years of when they really were a prog rock band and doing conceptual albums.
Yeah, for sure.
But you could hear what they like, how much talent was on tap.
Yeah.
That was untapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you'll enjoy this next one. I
definitely believe you. Yeah. Feel free to send me. I will definitely listen to. And enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Like listen and enjoy.
Huh. Don't patronize.
He's all right. He's just you know why I think because you know I caught him with his bedhead and his muscle shirt on and the ultimate Karen. She's doing some investigative reporting for me.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I'm not. I'm not you're all right. You're good.
I don't know what I got yet for the off Broadway show.
What was that?
I haven't found out what I got for the from that off Broadway show that's happening on High School Musical.
You mean you haven't found out what part?
Yeah, no, not yet. I was supposed to find out today, but I guess they wanted to push it back to next week.
Oh, you got Vanessa Hudgens' part.
No, but
no.
Maybe you should show them your tape of the old. Positive, maybe that'll really close the deal.
I kind of want to. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Who Vanessa Hudgens is dating that bummy baseball player right now? I think. Maybe
Aaron Judge.
No, not Aaron Judge. I forgot his name, but he's like a curly hair guy.
Hey, let me ask you. You like the Bronx Bombers? What's it gonna feel like when the playoffs start, and they just walk? Aaron Judge, and then the next play is a double play, and then that's basically how the whole Yankees playoffs are going to go.
They're going to pitch around him.
They're going to pitch around him.
It's going to be the Barry Bonds of fucking – That's it.
He's going to have one of the greatest baseball seasons ever, and
Google
he's going to have
she's dating
a shit
Cole
postseason.
Tucker.
Cole Tucker.
I don't know who any of these people are, but that's what Google says.
Hmm.
Maybe Subway Slam should step in. Oh, wait, I can't. Sorry.
Huh?
I said maybe Subway Slam should just step in, but I just realized I can't.
Because?
Because I still have Mercedes.
Oh, Mercedes Lane. Absolutely. Yeah, Mercedes Lane.
You don't even know this girl. What if she's horrible?
Yeah,
Look, you guys just take care of your grandfather's Cadillac. Don't wreck it.
Yeah, we can't do anything with that caddy. I will say this, though, on behalf. I am actually going to the Yankee game tomorrow. I have seats in right field, right near the foul pole line. So.
You're going to be with the bleacher creatures.
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very revered spot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Section 107.
See, when Nick Swisher was playing right field, he used to go and when they would announce him out there, he used to go and turn around and go into attention and actually salute the bleacher creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he was so loved there. And he's a likable guy. It's Nick Swisher.
Yeah, he was. He was kind of a clutch guy.
Yeah, he's good. Hey, he's a good ball player, but he's like one of those guys. Like, you know, they're intangibles. You know, some guys are good for the locker room. They're just natural leaders or they're good for morale. You know, there's a lot of talk this week. The Red Sox, you know, sent their catcher. Basically, they designated him for, you know, restricted free agency. They were going to send him to AAA, but he's a veteran. You can't do that. So he's a restricted, you know, he becomes a free agent. Go through waivers. And everyone on the Red Sox was pissed about it because they're like, dude, like, can't do that just because the guy's struggling at the plate. And me, I'm an old school baseball guy. I'm like, listen, a catcher can have a bad batting average because chances are that guy's also your pitching staff psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And he's your field general. Like, you got to show that guy respect. Mm. By doing that, that shows the players you have no idea what the game of baseball is about or how to play the game.
And I think that same guy just got picked up by, I forgot which team.
Well, they were talking about it all morning on MLB Central, and they had like a retired GM talking about it. And they're like, oh, you know, you just got to be careful when you cut a guy, you know, because of that. And he's like, sometimes you got to weigh these things out. And, you know, but hey, these things happen, you know. Aaron Judge had a single, not a home run. But he's 1-for-4. And Giancarlo Stanton's at the bat right now.
How many games are left? Let's see.
It's gotta be like less than 15 left.
I think there's like a dozen left.
He'll get plenty of at-bats. Let's say just nobody wants to pit, you know, nobody wants to be known as the pitcher that gave up that 60-second home run.
Well, and I think the opposite's happening to, you know, Pujols.
Yeah.
I mean, they are just like every at-bat is just challenge fastball.
Pujols.
Yeah, right in the Pujols. I mean, He's at 698. He said regardless of where he finishes this year, he's retiring. I mean, you should. You're fucking 65. But, I mean, the guy has hit like shit for like 7 years. Now he has just been on a tear for the last 2 months. But every at-bat I watch with him, like, they just throw it right down the pike. They're like, let's just help him out. It's like trying to watch fucking O.J. Simpson run the ball for the San Francisco 49ers. Like, come on, Juice. One more time. Get a first down. Come on. Break it loose, baby. And for those that are a little older than me or younger than me, see, O.J., before he murdered two people, was a very revered running back. He ended up having bad knees and had a shitty season with the 49ers.
And then he killed people.
Yes. No, he did some Naked Gun movies in between.
And he did a shitload of Hertz commercials.
Hertz, yeah.
Where run, like, OJ, run.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's not forget about Battle of the Network Stars.
Oh, yeah. Man, you talk about getting a ringer.
Yeah.
You got OJ on your fucking team. You're like, all right, we're going to fucking wreck.
Didn't they have Bruce Jenner in there, too? Wasn't he on one of them?
Yeah. Bruce Jenner would do it.
Big Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, Big Mike.
Oh, we're getting ready to close it out. Okay, now we can go.
What did Bruce Jenner do besides become a woman?
He tucked his wee-wee.
He tucked his wee-wee? Does he still have a wee-wee?
I don't know.
Or did he get it, or did he have it modified?
I don't know. So, everybody, Lady Jill's here, too.
Hello. Hi.
Hey. All right. We got the whole.
Hey.
So I wanted to hop on. We just made it to the Polk County Palace. So get a little something to eat. Traffic was a bit cumbersome because it's Friday night, but I didn't want to. So here I am.
With all this talk about wee wees, you must sell wee wees and wee wee accessories.
Man, that came in like surround sound.
But not Harry Styles.
Matter of fact, I do.
Screw Harry Styles. For like the billionth time, I can't wait to watch this movie just to crap on it.
Harry, why are you going on a Harry Styles rant?
Oh, because he takes over Madison Square Garden when a Subway Slam should be doing that.
What does Harry Styles?
Well, Styles, you're not going to do it from the bed there, Subway Slam. I've seen the pictures.
Harry Styles sounds like an incomplete sentence.
Yeah, literally. I'm going to say this.
You're going to say that.
Harry Pitts.
I'm going to say this because I'm glad Harry Styles is gone from MSG. Now I can
get. You should eat prunes, sweet Melissa, and it will make you go boom booms.
What?
You should eat prunes, sweet Melissa, and it will make you go boom booms.
Thank you.
I will get myself out of bed, and I will go to Madison Square Garden, and I will. I don't know, perform Be Positive on Madison Square Garden in front of fans.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, people need to drop the pumpkin spice lattes, and people need to drop the boas.
But what about the pumpkin spice steakums?
Not on the ground. Oh, yeah. We already had that talk.
And yes.
Our Greek neighbor said he came up with them.
Because I'm here to say this for the final final time. Before I go see that movie that he's in, I'm going to say this. Stop it, Harry Styles. Stop. You are not taking over.
I got a prediction. Next week, he comes in and he's like, Oscar! I think he's going to.
Yeah,
say,
I think he's secretly working with the Bloodline.
That took a turn.
Honestly, I at this point they got so many members. He's like another honorary member of the Bloodline.
Boy, did you get it in the head, or did?
I feel like I was.
Subway Slam, when I get you in the ring at Wee Wee Slam, you will be crying for the ultimate care and to pull you off the mat by your wee wee.
Shut up, McMahon. Take your butt to MSG. We'll fight over there.
I think I got gypped with my fortune cookie. It should have told me about prunes.
Was it a quick question on the fortune cookie? Oh. Did it taste fresh or was it stale? I've been getting a lot of stale fortune cookies.
No. The good ones come from P.F. Chang's.
Yeah, we went to P.F. Chang's. And by the way, the only thing better than the food at P.F. Chang's is the music. I mean, they were just dropping beats in there, man. It was really insane. Good. I was like, what the? I'm like, I'm enjoying the food, but I can't stop nodding my head.
Wow.
It really was
like,
good.
Like, they need a smoke machine every once in a while. Like, just, it was insane.
So it was like turning into like a club atmosphere.
That's what I told him
to do.
When
the one by West Shore was insane. I'm like, dude, I'm waiting for Eminem just to start like coming in into the song or Dre or something. Like, who's got this beat? This is a Timbaland beat, I think.
I tried to ask Siri what songs they were, but she couldn't hear it.
Now, were they Asian inspired songs or no? Because P.F. Chang,
some of them, I think.
There was like that little beep beep beep, like whatever that instrument is every once in a while in the background.
Oh yeah, some of it sounded more like Indian.
It had the bass going, like it had a beat, like seriously, like
it really was.
I was like, oh man, if I was a server here, I'd be like walking around with the swagger and stuff, you know.
Oh, maybe that's why the host is like hopped and turned in the air right next to us.
Yeah, she was like,
So the host,
she was being aggressive. Aggressive.
It was like a figure skater doing like a triple Lutz or something, but
it's like a Crackula.
Yeah, more like triple Klutz.
Oh, the triple Klutzy,
Nancy Kerrigan style
with the crowbar.
No, I was just gonna say this gets dirty though.
Tanya Harding,
the Tanya Harding style.
Okay. Yeah. What are we clicking on?
That's Big Ed's got the loudest computer. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Jesus Christ, the phone's right next to the...
I'm using
the old setup.
See, he still runs on a Macintosh 2. And he's got three hard drives that run on 5 1/4-inch floppy disks.
Ooh, vintage.
Yes.
That's like, hey, that some people are into that.
Hey, listen, but one of them's dedicated to the Oregon Trail.
That mouse sound does remind me of my first computer.
Didn't you die in that game?
Usually of dysentery.
It's like, did anybody like have a successful trek on the Oregon Trail game, or did everybody just die?
I think everyone died. Everyone that I knew that played the game died. You know, you'd ford the river. Never ford the river, ever. You're losing all your fucking food and usually your oxen. You know?
I hate when I lose my oxen.
You don't want to lose the oxen.
Yeah.
Want to be usually oxen free.
There's usually a diphtheria or measles outbreak that killed your family. Yeah.
You know what? I'm a little bummed because I cannot have Steam updated on my computer at work.
Steam?
Yeah, it's an app so you can play Railroad Tycoon.
Oh, that would be cool. Now, do you get like a character? Do you look like the guy from Monopoly as a tycoon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, Big Mike, what he's stressing out right now, he's got a bale of cotton he's got to get from Abilene to Waco. And then he's got to pick up cattle to get down to Dallas.
Guys, I have 150 trains right now. I can't keep up with it. Even on the game on the slowest speed, something is constantly coming and going, needs to be loaded, unloaded. And I am so in the weeds. So I think I'm just going to start over.
Computer?
I could play. No, I could play. I could play it anywhere.
Oh.
But at the Montecito, they now have it where Steam only runs when it updates.
Oh.
So after it updates, then you could play whatever game you have downloaded on it. And it won't update. Because of whatever firewall block, whatever the fuck they call it. I'm like, oh, you guys are killing me. Because look, I get my work done and then you can fuck off. If your shit's done, no one says anything. Now I gotta find another.
Yeah. Now I gotta move these sheep from Lubbock, Texas to Houston and then pick up wheat and then
I'm looking up the Steam thing now. You made me want it.
Well, the thing is, like, you start building cars. If you could get rubber, bauxite to aluminum, and then aluminum to the plant. See, it's a whole strategy. You get your raw materials, and then you get the material, and then you bring it to the plant. You build a plant. Then from the plant, you build your car, and then the cars go to cities that need cars. It's all about demand, and it just gets – my mind gets in it.
And you don't move people. That's the thing. People is a – moving people is a losing operation.
No, certain cities.
It's like working for free.
There's some cities where you could just keep the passenger cars full. You don't have to worry about – you just let them run. And just, they'll be full no matter what. You just got to watch when you – but when the economy crashes, you got to fucking unload everything. Otherwise, you're running empty cars. And empty cars is money lost.
This sounds very time-consuming.
Yeah.
This sounds like – this game can suck you in, and then next thing you know, hours later.
Like, yeah, but next thing you know, it's time to go home.
You know, he's also got 35. All right, who's got me on echo?
I don't know. I could hear that. I'm echoing too.
Echo.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yimmy.
Jimmy Mike. Yeah.
Always the culprit.
I could use a BJ.
Jimmy, put on your ear pods.
Wasn't it like berry juice or something?
Yeah, it's berry juice. Okay. I don't know why everyone gets all excited about it.
I thought it was berry jam.
It is jam. Thank you. I've had a couple.
All right, we got to fix that echo.
I'm not on it. All right. Well, hey, stand by.
Big Mike.
Oh, it's Big Mike.
I did this in because I did not want to miss the show.
A2, Big Mike.
But we're not echoing now.
Okay.
See? Blame Big Mike. That's okay.
It was because Jill was on her separate.
Oh, you're blaming Jill.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she's still on there.
She's not mic'd.
No.
Oh.
She's looking at music.
Just kidding. I don't know the answer.
Neither do I. I'm
my not final
director of the podcast.
Think it was Jimmy.
All right.
It was one of them. It stopped. It fixed itself.
Yep. All better.
Well.
Since it fixed itself.
Any big words or wisdom by anyone there? You'll be back next week, right?
Oh, yeah. Next week, normal routine.
You know, Big Mike, we've been doing this version of the show now that Jimmy Mike kind of brought to my attention. I mean, think about it, for almost 2 years. Two years.
Yeah.
Really?
Do we formulate a anniversary show?
Oh, yes. Definitely an anniversary show that's going to be due here in about like 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks?
Yes.
Extravagant, you know, the extravaganza.
Oh, yeah.
Planning, okay.
The best of.
Yeah. In TV, it would be just a clip show. That's what we got. We got a clip show coming up here in 2 weeks to celebrate 2 years of WBCS.
Oh, maybe we can revisit, you know, the letter. Let's see, what else? There's a couple of things we could revisit.
There's actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
We need to comb
like 2 years worth.
Oh, we could revisit when Subway Slam had to get woken up in bed.
Yeah.
To join the show. That's definitely going to be, I think we'll bring that
up. What's nice, everyone will remember people because it'll only be like 2 weeks from now.
We could bring up the time where he reminded us to stay positive.
Yep.
That one time.
Yeah. Yeah, just the one time though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there are a lot of things. So we got a lot to look forward to, you know, and we're plugging along. We're going to wrap up Prog Rock with a little Rush, Caress of Steel. So everyone, do your homework. It's going to be a good one. And Big Mike, you didn't do your homework. Don't worry about the King Crimson.
Boy, did you get it in the head, or did someone gnaw on your wee wee like it was salt water taffy?
On that note,
I think we are. Signing off. Any final words?
Fun show, guys.
Thank you, everyone, for joining. Big Mike, Big Ed.
Good night.
Subway. Chuckles. Jimmy Mike. Thanks for my neighbor for stopping in. Sweet
yeah,
Melissa.
Bye, Dimitri.
Oh, Subway Slam's gone. I was going to tell him you could go back to sleep.